Here's a number that changes the math on textile manufacturing. 145%. That's what U.S. tariffs on Chinese textiles now reach when you combine Section 301 duties, base rates, and supplemental tariffs. And the de minimis exemption for Chinese goods has been eliminated entirely. Meanwhile, textiles manufactured in Mexico under USMCA's yarn forward rule enter the United States at 0%. That gap, 145 versus 0, is creating the most significant reshoring opportunity the textile industry has seen in decades. But the story isn't about apparel. The real growth is in technical textiles. Mexico's technical textiles market reached $4.3 billion in 2024 and is projected to hit $5.6 billion by 2030. These are engineered materials, airbag fabrics, tire cord, carbon fiber composites, medical nonwovens, ballistic textiles. Driven by demand from automotive, aerospace, and medical device manufacturing already operating at scale in Mexico. Global Safety Textiles operates what they describe as the largest airbag fabric plant in Latin America, in Torreon, Coahuila, 14 million linear meters annually. Indorama Ventures in Querétaro is the sole domestic tire cord fabric producer, at 37,500 tons per year. Safran Aero Composites invested $100 million in a facility producing 3D woven composite blades for aircraft engines. And there's a critical structural detail that makes this different from past waves of textile offshoring. USMCA's yarn forward rule requires that every production step, spinning, weaving, dyeing, cutting, sewing, happens within North America to qualify for 0% tariffs. That means companies can't just cut and sew imported fabric in Mexico and claim the benefit. You need genuine, vertically integrated production. Mexico has reinforced this from its side, too. In December 2024, the government imposed 35% tariffs on apparel imports from countries without free trade agreements, directly targeting transshipment of Chinese goods. The message is clear. Mexico wants manufacturers who actually produce here. The manufacturing base spans several regions, each with distinct capabilities. Coahuila leads in denim and industrial textiles with the highest cumulative FDI. The Puebla-Tlaxcala corridor offers vertically integrated apparel capability. Aguascalientes is growing in synthetic and technical textiles. Northern border states provide proximity to U.S. markets and established IMEX infrastructure. For companies evaluating textile manufacturing in Mexico, the shelter framework provides a practical entry path. Manufacturers operate under the provider's existing legal entity, IMEX permits, and environmental certifications, significantly compressing the timeline compared to establishing a standalone Mexican subsidiary. American Industries Group has supported manufacturers across multiple industries since 1976, with operations spanning Mexico's key industrial regions. If technical textiles or textile nearshoring is on your agenda, schedule a consultation at hub.americanindustriesgroup.com.